Biblically-centered kids.
Well, happy Wednesday, kiddos. Thank you so much for listening to the Biblically Centered Kids podcast today. I'm so happy you're here. It's going to be a great Wednesday. My name is Mr. Johnny. And like I said, today is Wednesday and it is March 5th, 2025. And there is an interestingly quirky holiday today that I think some of you at least will be happy to celebrate. Because today, March 5th, is National Cheese Doodle Day. Do any of you know what a cheese doodle is? No, that's a good guess. No, it's actually not a drawing of cheese or a drawing made with cheese, although I'm sure with the right slight adjustments, some cheeses could in fact be used as colors. Maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm not. Maybe I'll try that sometime later, but I'm off track. All right. A cheese doodle is otherwise known as a Cheeto. That's right, those cheesy, brightly colored snacks are in fact known as cheese doodles. So whether you like them crunchy, puffy, or with a little flaming hot spice, be sure to ask your parents if you can have yourself a bowl of cheese doodles today in honor of the doodliest of all the doodles, Chester Cheetah. Well, we've been talking a lot about hope this week, right? So let's take a closer look at hope and how we as people who follow Jesus can experience and understand hope on a daily basis. You know, our culture sometimes defines hope as just like a wish, basically, or something you might casually want or desire. You know, like I hope tomorrow is a better day, or I hope maybe sometime my family can go to Disney World, or I hope my team wins the World Series or the World Cup or the Super Bowl. Clearly, what we hope for may or may not come to pass. The hope of believers in Jesus, however, is more than just a desire or a wish. It's actually an unshakable confidence in God, even when circumstances give us every reason to have doubt. It's easy to have hope and positivity when everything in your life is going good, right? But that's pretty easy for most people. I mean, saying you are full of hope when everything is great doesn't really mean a whole lot, even though it still is a good thing. But when you're in a situation that makes you sad, or when you can't see the positive in a certain situation, that's when having hope can really begin to make us strong. I know a lot of you listeners are young. I mean, this is a kids podcast, but it's never too early to start learning the difference between our culture's view of hope and the hope we have in Christ. Hope is not just optimism or wishful thinking. It's an essential part of our faith. When we hope in the Lord, as mentioned 23 times in the Psalms, here's what it says we can expect. Are you ready? Hope in the Lord gives us strength. Our culture teaches us to have self-confidence, but believers are to place their confidence in the Lord. When we hope in Him, we can find the confidence and strength to face any challenge that comes our way. Hope in the Lord teaches us patience. Society encourages us to solve our own problems, but when we face an impossible or hopeless situation, we have to learn to wait patiently on the Lord. We don't need to be anxious or worried. We can find peace in God's unfailing love for us. Hope in the Lord can bring us encouragement. You know that feeling you get at the end of a long week? The anticipation of the weekend might lift your spirits? Now think about stretching that feeling of the weekend out for eternity. We can find encouragement and joy even though there are struggles in life, because we know that we are going to be forever with Jesus. That's why we are told in Titus 2:13 to anticipate His glorious return. Because of Jesus and nothing else, we have hope both for this life and for eternity. So here are some key points from this discussion, okay? Hope is an unshakable confidence in God despite our circumstances. Hope is essential, meaning it is foundational to our faith. And hope gives us strength, teaching patience that brings encouragement. And there's a verse in Romans 5:5 that would be good for you to commit to memory. It says, "And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us." All right, let's say it one more time. and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Maybe go back and listen to that verse a few times and really try to memorize that verse with your family this week. And thank you so much for listening today. We're going to see you right back here tomorrow for our New Testament Thursday episode, where we just might be celebrating Christmas in March. Until next time.